Hey, listeners, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. From St. Louis, Missouri, today we have Leslie Greenman.
Many of us know the words to the beloved hymn, Amazing Grace, that includes these words, "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did the grace appear the hour I first believed." Do you remember the hour you first believed? I got a whole new concept of that recently when I awoke not feeling well. I kept thinking, if I could just get one more hour of sleep or rest, maybe I would feel better. Then I awoke to this inspiration that made me see hour in a whole new way. H stands for here. O stands for hour. U stands for unity. R stands for resides. The message was, here our unity resides. This concept of hour made me realize I don't need another hour of sleep or rest. I just need to acknowledge my oneness with God right now. A passing hour doesn't change my God-given goodness or yours. I started listing the unifying concepts of God I know from the Bible, like I have only one life, and that life is undefiled because it is God. I have only one truth, and the truth says I am free from disease because God is truth. I have only one principle or law, and that law is impenetrable because God is divine principle. I have only one love governing me, and that love is unconditional because God is love. With that, I found myself completely well. We often feel overwhelmed with a sense of lack of time or resources or help. Understanding the word hour as where our unity resides healed me. It took away the fear of needing to wait for a change in my body or my outward circumstance. My life and my health are actually spiritual and eternal and exist now. In God, the divine life I divinely express. Every one of us can experience a refreshed and new concept of the hour I first believed.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.